This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
That would be substantial, too. 10% at Franklin Armory is a lot of money. Go check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Going to be joined by a couple of media watchers later on the show, and we're going to talk about the media as they have been portraying themselves out here, out yonder. And in the years leading up to the Civil War, the division between the North and the South became so irreconcilable that members of Congress were arriving on the chamber floor armed with pistols. At one point, Massachusetts Senator Charles Sumner was brutally beaten with a cane as he sat in his chair in the Senate. It wasn't just that emotions were running high. It was that both sides began to see each other as aliens, citizens of a different country. I don't know how close we are to being there yet, but we can easily see a day in the not-too-distant future where political violence will become commonplace, and instead of screaming at each other and insulting one another, left and right, could come to blows. Former Representative Thaddeus McCotter penned a thoughtful essay in American Greatness about this cold Civil War. He writes, "Realizing politics is a part of life, one side believes America is fundamentally a good country, requiring some prudent improvements upon which reasonable minds may differ. On the other side, the left, thinking politics is life, believes America is a hopelessly unjust nation, requiring fundamental transformation, and this is a point on which no reasonable minds can differ. The Kavanaugh confirmation evinces the political abyss between us and the pathetic depths of which this divide drives the left to win." Driving this maniacal desire to win is what we used to call a false consciousness, the belief in reality that simply doesn't exist. Everything and everybody who says anything to disagree finds his words exaggerated and then blown out of proportion until all meaning is lost. Going back to Mr. McCotter, he says, "Regrettably, there is the decided likelihood that the left's propensity for violence will continue to escalate in proportion to its rhetoric. When Collins is libeled viciously as a rape apologist, and the entire Republican Party is defamed as rape publicans, why would any virtue-signaling narcissist resist, even if they could, the incited urge to attack such villains? If you think these people would always resist the lesser angels of their natures, feel free to acquaint yourself with a video of a young pro-life lady being kicked by the feminist left-wing goon." Should we give the leftists the benefit of the doubt and recognize the sincerity of their views? Mr. McCotter thinks so. He writes, "Why does the fascist left feel entitled to engage in sedition and slander, stalking, and violence to pursue its ends? Conflating politics with life and thinking America is beyond redemption, absent a fundamental and impossible transformation to a socialist Eden where everyone must think the same upon pain of ostracism and worse. They cannot believe that anyone who disagrees has good intentions. In the insane progressive world of these self-anointed social injustice warriors, where words that challenge their leftist dogma are deemed violent, they feel entitled, compelled, to attack all dissenters in self-defense." And this is the crux of the Cold Civil War. Their delusions about those who disagree with them create this self-induced hysteria and paranoia that reflexively lead to self-defense measures. And they actually believe, many of them, that all on the right are racist, violent, white supremacist fascists and must be destroyed for the good of their utopia. Now, Mr. McCotter thinks there is a way back from this brink, however. He writes, yet the pressing question for those citizens of sound mind and stout hearts is not what will be the next manifestation of the left's vicious political paroxysm. To be forewarned and forearmed is truthfully all one can do. No, the question at hand is how, for the future good of our free republic, the left can be constructively engaged in political civility, if not yet comedy, restored. In the wake of the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, this increasingly is a question only the left can answer, for it is their calumnies and lawlessness exacerbating the political divide and deepening the America's cold civil war. Best the left ponder and devise an answer soon. And I don't think Mr. McCotter's saying there's a chance this could happen, only that it would appear to be the only way to avoid tragedy. And after having seen all of this over-the-top hysterical attempt to defeat the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, is there any real hope for peace? Is there any way to drag us back from this brink of tragedy? And this would look. I have no desire to see us be in a civil war. I'm not itching for the left to go ahead and make my day. I'm not. This would mean that everything that I tried to do in the 80s and, you know, everybody that's ever served in the uniform, we defended a bunch of people that couldn't make it work. And in doing so, we also sort of made this civil war possibly, you know, possibly something that was just going to happen sooner or later. And that's troubling. That's troubling on a really large degree. But here's the thing. Nobody in my world thinks that there's a way back. I mean, when I talk to the people I know and everything, we're sitting back saying, surely they wouldn't try some of this stuff. And right now we have these, you know, we got all the power players on the Democratic side, and the Republicans they're getting their own fundraising going too. Lots of fundraising going on, lots of money being thrown at politics now ahead of this November election, which this could be, normally the midterms are sort of ho-hum. But it's not going to be that way this year. Their vociferous resistance to what was inevitably going to happen is a tell. It's very telling that as soon as it was a done deal, instead of it going away, they were sitting back going, okay, now we got to figure out how to get him now that he's there. Knowing that's never been done. They've never successfully impeached a Supreme Court justice. They have passed it out of the House and passed it on to the Senate, and the Senate shot that one down. Associate Justice Chase. That one was shot down by the Senate. So, cold. It's a cold civil war we exist in now. No hostilities physically yet. Hopefully, we never see that. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory. FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Do leftist politicians actually advocate for socialism? Do they really, truly condemn due process? Are they sincerely committed to abortion? And if they are, can they be persuaded to see the light? Would you believe it if I told you many have already seen it? Every member of Congress of either party is well aware of Venezuela's socialist disaster. All of them favor due process, at least for themselves, if ever falsely accused. And most of them, or at least those who have any knowledge, recognize that partial birth abortions are barbaric. They are already persuaded, maybe with the exception of a handful of truly demented members. The question becomes, then, why do so many of them have and advocate for such absurd positions? And it is the root of all evil. It is all about and only about money and power, period. Everything they do is centered on those two things. The most recent obvious case in point involves Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. He eventually voted to confirm Judge Kavanaugh's appointment to the Supreme Court, but he did so only after a prolonged period of time during which he had silently acquiesced to those who opposed the nomination. Did Manchin suddenly wake up on the morning of October the 6th and discover that, by golly, Judge Kavanaugh was the right man for the Supreme Court after all? Did he courageously buck his party leaders and vote on principle to confirm him? And, you know, the answer to that is no. Had his vote been the one to decide the issue one way or the other, does anyone imagine that Justice Kavanaugh would now be Justice Kavanaugh? No. It was a 50-48 vote. Okay? If he had voted not to confirm, then Pence would have made it 50-49. So when his vote was tallied, it was already decided. Manchin decided to vote for Kavanaugh only after the confirmation was assured, and even then only with the permission of his party bosses. Now you're going, wait a minute, what about Schumer gave him permission? Yeah, well, he's not stupid. Manchin is not stupid. He is up for re-election in a solidly pro-Trump state and will almost assuredly be replaced by a Republican if the people of West Virginia perceive him to be a leftist. Manchin is not a leftist, but neither is he a conservative. He has no principle of statesmanship other than two primary principles, which a lot of these guys share: get rich and stay in power. Those two are sides of the same coin. If somehow, horror of horrors, the Democrats flip the Senate and gain majority power there, Manchin, if reelected, will immediately fall in line with Senator Schumer, and even with Maxine Waters, should that become expedient for him. You see, this is all just a masquerade. The masks are easily and quickly changed from smile to frown, depending on the shifting political wind. And of course, whatever the donors demand. And much of the same is true about many Republicans. A lot of them were horrified. I mean, aghast when Donald Trump. And you got to remember, they considered him to be this upstart barbarian. And he won, against all standard predictions, the presidency. Now, if the Democrats had taken control of the House in 2017, they would have voted to impeach Trump. And I have almost as little doubt that 2/3 of the Senate would have voted to convict with the help of an ample number of Republicans who now wear the red MAGA hats. First one to see the writing on the wall was Mitch McConnell, even before the 2016 election. The writing came from grassroots Republicans who said, "We put you in power to, among other things, establish a conservative majority in the Supreme Court. If you allow yet another leftist onto the bench, then we have no further reason to vote Republican. Ever." And McConnell seems to have gotten that message, and his 2024 site has confirmed, or was confirmed, when Trump broke through the blue wall and derailed what would have been a corrupt Clinton presidency, and, you know, threatened to inflict a lethal blow on this nation. And we now have indications that every Republican member of Congress has either gotten the message or at least been brought into line by the newly inspined, which is, yeah, that's a truly made up word, Republican statesmen who at long last refused to cower before the heretofore effective dirty tactics of the Democrats. There's still a whole lot going on, though. But one thing that I have noticed is that a lot of them now are no longer, they're no longer bleeding. It's one thing to see them out there and see them paying lip service. Of course, I support the Second Amendment. It is quite another thing altogether to see them believing it. And it's not, that's something you can see in their face. That's something you can see in their face, in their eyes when they're speaking. Lindsey Graham, I'm going to tell you what. I have slammed that guy. For 8 years, I have slammed that guy. I wanted to see him primaried. When he didn't get primaried and when none of the Republicans would listen to certain advice that were given to them, I looked at all of them and said, you guys are all fools. And I knew Graham was going to win, and it made me sick to think that we could not mount a challenge to this guy. But in this 11th hour, when we really needed somebody, and nobody else did it, I mean, he was the one that stepped up. I was shocked to see him be the one that said what he said. I mean, Rand Paul, sure, I would have seen that. Ted Cruz, sure, why not? Lindsey Graham, no way. No way. It is a different day now. We need to continue to expect more out of everybody here, but realize that in the end, for the left, it's about the money and power. They want your money, and they want to be in power over you. And we need to back Republicans now. And we need to keep pressuring them and pushing them along, and maybe we might just take this republic and salvage it for another century. Who knows? We'll be right back. Coming up next, Megan Barth from Reagan Babe. This is Lock and Load. Story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and the First Lady are in Pittsburgh to pay their respects to the victims in the synagogue shooting and the people that died on Saturday. Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican, joined Fox News and said it was good to see the president up in Pittsburgh.
What they need is our prayers. They need our support. They need people to come together and stand against bigotry and hate. And I think that's what you're seeing by and large all across this country. And that's the way it should be. I'm glad that the president is going down. I think it's an important display that he goes down there to show that we're all Americans in these kind of tragedies and we're going to stand with each other.
The president and first lady also visited a Pittsburgh area hospital where police were being treated after they arrived on Saturday and were injured at the synagogue shooting. Mob boss James Whitey Bulger was killed at a West Virginia prison on Tuesday. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Coming to us straight from Las Vegas, and I, before I introduce you as such, Megan, have we gotten rid of the Reagan moniker?
No, we haven't. I still have my personal website up and running. It's actually going through a little bit of a facelift right now, but you can still access it, ReaganBabe.com.
ReaganBabe.com. There you go. Megan
Mark
Jones.
Yeah, my latest article was printed in American Thinker, and it has to do with the census. So that's the latest post I have up there as of yesterday.
As you were watching all of these shenanigans going on during the Kavanaugh run up and the confirmation process, and if we want to call that circus process, what were your thoughts on that? I mean, were you watching the media and saying, boy, these guys really rounded the bend? They're not even pretending anymore.
Yeah, the mask is off, isn't it? It took someone like Donald Trump to kick the hornet's nest and really expose who these usurpers are. They are certainly not objective members of the press. They are simply agents of the Democrat Party. And they operate amongst many channels that are simply just the platforms, really, that give the Democrats a much louder platform than the Republicans. They lead with bias. Their bias is dripping, whether it's in their headlines or in their words. My thoughts were, as a woman and as a younger woman, you know, I was impacted greatly by the Monica Lewinsky scandal. I was just entering an age where I could vote. I think I was a freshman in college. And at the time, I was relatively politically naive, but interested. I was wondering, I remember, where is this NOW organization? Where is NOW? Where is this national organization of women, supposed champions of women, rallying around Monica Lewinsky, the young intern that was sexually harassed and abused by her boss? And at the time, I was told by outspoken feminists, specifically in the press, one by the name of Nina Burley, that I should get out my presidential knee pads and give thanks to Bill Clinton for keeping the theocracy off my back. Hmm. And I said, well, how empowering, you know. but I was also wondering where in the hell all these women were rallying around the victims of Keith Ellison. These victims had police reports. They had doctor's reports. They had 911 calls. They had testimony that was very similar of the verbal and physical abuse they endured at the hands of Keith Ellison. And again, the feminists chose to remain silent and put on their pink knitted caps and scream about how Dr. Ford was assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh, even though they had zero evidence or zero proof that, number one, Brett Kavanaugh was the perpetrator, or number two, that even Dr. Christine Ford is a victim. I mean, watching her testimony, she's a victim of something. She obviously has suffered years of mental anguish, having gone through, psychiatrists or psychotherapists, you know, putting two front doors on her house because of her claustrophobia or what have you, whatever the story was. But this presumption of victimhood that all of a sudden the feminists are demanding that women have, to me is quite sickening. Because someone that has been and endured sexual hararassment, I wasn't treated with kid gloves during the deposition. I wasn't asked if I needed a cup of coffee. I wasn't asked if I needed any more time or if I could just get comfortable. No, actually, the defense painted me into a whore, really. They tried their very best to defame me and libel me, much like the Democrats did with Brett Kavanaugh. But see, the truth always rises to the top, and thereby I was victorious. However, Kathy Ford, Dr. Ford, did not prove, number one, she was assaulted, and certainly didn't prove that Brett Kavanaugh was the perp. But yet the Democrats want to turn our judicial system on its head and just assume that all men are guilty. And if a few men are destroyed in their way of gender justice and equality, then so be it.
Well, but I mean, isn't it especially with everything that's going on with Ellison and all these other people that are out there, isn't it really that contrast between Keith Ellison? Of course, he's upstanding. There's no way he did all that stuff. Kavanaugh, so what if she doesn't remember what day it was, what year it was, what month it was, where the house was? She remembers it was Kavanaugh. Yes, she was 15 and drinking. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, what does this do for people who really have this happen to them that have been afraid to come forward and now they've seen this farce going on? What does this do to them?
Well, I think it did. It will have a lasting impact similar to what the Monica Lewinsky scandal did. It will certainly defame and degrade women as objects. But you see, and it will also take away from the seriousness of sexual assault and the seriousness of those women that do come forward with evidence. We are still a country that we have the presumption of innocence. We are still a country of due process. Yet the Democrats, of course, want it another way. They want to have men shut up and have men's rights stripped away, specifically college men that walk on campuses. I detailed the expansion of Title IX that was supposedly about gender justice and gender equality. Well, it was for a while until President Obama came in along with Joe Biden and then rewrote the rules of Title IX and then basically threatened colleges that if they don't ascribe to these new rules, they will be fined or their federal funds will be taken away from them. And what these rules did, and it was considered a watershed moment, and I write about this on ReaganBabe.com, whereby the assault allegations weren't only treated as allegations and truth, they were also treated as civil rights violations. So that added a whole entire smear to these allegations. And honestly, if all women are to be believed, then what would have happened to the men at Duke La Crosse? What would have happened to the men and the boys at the University of Virginia a fraternity that was accused to be gang rapists by a Jane Doe. And she, along with Crystal Mangum, who accused the Duke lacrosse team of rape and sexual assault, they were both liars. But they weren't found out to be liars until these men's lives were destroyed. But again, this is the feminist mantra. If a few men's lives are destroyed on their quest for gender justice, well, then so be it. And this also was echoed by a Stephen Colbert writer, another feminist.
Yeah, I saw her.
Her name, that just basically said, well, if Brett Kavanaugh's life was ruined, then mission accomplished.
Sure, sure.
Can you tell I'm not a feminist?
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to get your take on the way the media handled all of this, and besides the Democrats and all the talking points they were coming out. But in Vegas, there's still questions going on. I know you don't have time to answer this, and we'll have to circle back one day, but I'm still wondering what happened in Vegas.
Yeah, we're all wondering what happened as far as the largest mass shooting in our country's history, and there's literally zero interest from the mainstream media.
Wow.
Zero investigative curiosity.
Yeah. I would have thought that would have been one they would have latched onto. It's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting the way these things, what does gain ground and have traction and what doesn't. But ReaganBabe.com, that's where you can find Megan's stuff. She's also a writer and American thinker. And when I can get her here, she is a guest at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. From reaganbabe.com, we're talking to Megan Barth, very, very astute pundit, and we lost Megan. Can we get Megan back? the trials and tribulations of what it is to be a live radio host. This doesn't really happen that often, but when it does happen, it happens at the worst time, like when I'm really working hard to give a really good intro. But, you know, I've got so many of them. I can just pull it back up at any given time. Okay. Megan, I gave you one of the best intros you've never heard. So, just know that. Just know that I hold you in high esteem. Joined again by Megan Barth. The media, yeah, the media. Do you think, you know, I saw all these polls and they were trying to make whether Kavanaugh should be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice a popularity contest, and they were trying. I've never seen them introduce polls about whether this presidential appointment, and maybe I've just missed them. But I mean, they were pulling out literally every stop to keep this from happening.
They were, and they were also referring to this as the Lemmings kept repeating it as a jab interview. This is simply a jab interview. Well, actually, these charges do carry criminal weight, and if these charges were brought up in Montgomery County and reported to the police, whether 36 years ago or even today, there is no statute of limitations, and so these charges were criminal in nature. And they were also trumped up by the mainstream media, whereby they were running with stories based on hearsay without even sourcing many of the quote-unquote accusers and victims that came forward. I mean, let's just take one, for example. We have Swetnick, the gal that supposedly was a sophomore in college who attended not one, not two, but 10 high school gang rape parties. She was playing rape roulette. She was going to at least 10 of them, and I guess by the 10th one, she finally was gang raped and said, oh, yeah, it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh who assaulted or raped me. He was simply spiking the punch. This, of course, was brought forward by Michael Avenatti, who Tucker Carlson calls the creepy porn lawyer. Now the left is eating Michael Avenatti. They are blaming him for the nomination and the confirmation, rather, of Brett Kavanaugh. The New York Times and others didn't even vet that story. They didn't make sure they did their due diligence as reporters of integrity. Ha ha. And then, of course, we have the other accuser, Ramirez, who said, Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to me. I feel assaulted because he exposed his junk at some party, at some Yale party. Well, it's really interesting because if a young girl is in a girl's bathroom and some guy decides to use the men's bathroom and exposes himself, in the woman's bathroom and exposes himself to the young girl, the liberals tell us, well, that's, you just need to practice tolerance. That's not assault, that's tolerance. So the press and the liberals want it both ways. I mean, the press wants to run with this bias, outward bias, and be considered, journalists and reporters of the esteemed media. And then we have the feminist martyrs that are running around screaming about assault when assault never happened. So it has put women, I think, back, 100 years, even prior to the Monica Lewinsky days, because the feminists certainly aren't marching for the empowerment of women. I've never seen so many women claim victimhood and want to just label themselves as victims of this mysterious patriarchy that I certainly have never witnessed or lived under.
I was referring to Sweatnik. Somebody referred to her as Curly Sue, and that just tickled me, so I've been calling her Curly Sue ever since then. But, that's an interesting point you make about the exposure part of it and everything else. When did we start judging people by what they do in high school? When did the media start looking at that? Because that's heretofore, Obama, all of his college days when he was out there being the little thug wannabe that he wanted to be, everybody sort of ignored that. I mean, his whole school, did we ever find out how he did in school?
No, he spent $12 million to make sure we never found out how he did in school. Mm-hmm. But according to the media, I guess you can do, 8 balls of cocaine and be part of the Chum Gang doing bong hits, and you can become president. But God forbid you play some quarters and have some beers, that will inhibit you from being Supreme Court justice. That's the double standard that the media believes that most Americans are going to swallow. And what's interesting is, the Democrats have the mob, right? They have the paid-for funded mob. They have the pink knitted hats screaming and shrieking in front of the Supreme Court. They have the Black Lives Matter activists. They have Antifa. They look and sound much larger than they are.
Yeah.
These types of tactics work really well in Portland. They'll work really well in L.A. They might work really well in New York. But they don't work well with the rest of the American people. And, of course, this we have to thank for the Electoral College, and that is why the Democrats want to tear down the Electoral College in order to give the mob rule. We even have Hillary Clinton, I think, yesterday saying, we don't need to be civil any longer, at least up until the midterms, with people that want to destroy what we believe in. Yes, I want to destroy what you believe in, and yes, I'm not going to be civil about it. I want to destroy communism. I want to destroy socialism, and that's one of the reasons why I was never a liberal or progressive Democrat, because I've always witnessed that. Why do socialists always find a home in the Democrat Party? And why do these ne'er-do-wells like Antifa, who was praised by CNN Chris Cuomo, he even compared Antifa to our boys and men who stormed Normandy, he tweeted out. These are also the men that fighted fascism. So it's just amazing to me that so many women, specifically around this Dr. Ford testimony, were flocking to become victims yet once again. And that is why I'm not a feminist. I never found them to be one who wants to empower women, but one, a movement that wants me to get out my presidential knee pads and give thanks to Bill Clinton while I'm freeing my nipple or burning my bra.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yes. Megan is not one to mince words in most cases. So, you know, I saw some scholar that had, he wrote something about how we should still try to approach the left and everything else. Do you think there is any approach to the left to try to reach out to them and say, you know, aren't we all Americans together? We got about a minute and a half. I'm going to let you close.
No, I don't think that we should placate the left. The left certainly doesn't want to placate our ideals of limited government and conservatism. They don't want to protect our Constitution. They want to change our Constitution to some progressive document that changes with their whims and accords. You know, Hillary Clinton called Republicans her enemies, referred to us as the mullahs of Iran. Where's the middle ground there? We have people like Maxine Waters and Hillary Clinton calling for violence against Trump supporters as well as members of the Trump cabinet. Where is the middle there? This comes on the heels of Steve Scalise as well as dozens of other Republicans nearly being assassinated by a deranged Democrat on a baseball field.
Right.
So when they try to stop taking away my rights, maybe then I'll play nice in the sandbox. But until then, this is war. And each election is a battle in this long political and cultural war.
Do you think this, and we got 10 seconds, do you think this is going to bite them in about 30 days?
It better. And yeah. I do believe in the American people, much like I believe them in them in 2016, 2010, and 2014 when we swept the midterms and the general election.
There you go. ReaganBabe.com. Megan, thank you very much for joining me.
Anytime, Bill.
All right. Coming up next from the Media Research Center, we're going to be joined by Dan Gaynor. Hour two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my boss water talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name products from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.